It's Wednesday, November 24th, the day before Thanksgiving. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPECC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. Bobby Cagle is stepping down as the director of LA County DCFS, the Department of Children and Family Services. Cagle leaves after a series of high-profile child abuse cases, among them the case of 4-year-old Noah Quatro. He died 2 years ago. His parents were charged with torture and murder. Social workers did not remove Noah from his home, despite evidence of abuse. Bobby Cagle backed that decision. He was known for backing his social workers.
And he actually didn't emerge too frequently to answer questions about how they may have failed.
That's Garrett Theralf with the Investigative Reporting Program at UC Berkeley. He covered DCFS for years with the LA Times. Theralf says Cagle also leaves as DCFS struggles with a pattern of racial disparities in investigations, something he says the next director is going to have to deal with.
We know that the low-risk children who go through investigations that are unnecessary tend to be disproportionately Black.
Bobby Cagle sent an email to county supervisors that says he will assure an efficient and effective transition in leadership at DCFS. Well, thanks to vaccines, the pandemic has eased up for this year's Thanksgiving holiday weekend. That's a good news. Bad news is driving over the hills and through the woods to grandma's house is going to cost you more. Gas prices in Southern California are at a record high. Here's KPECC's Julia Paskin.
It can be hard to imagine an oil shortage while driving past LA's many bobbing oil pumps, but the spiking gas prices have to do with global production slowing down during the pandemic and not yet catching up with demand as the economy rebounds. The Biden administration has released 50 million barrels of oil from the Federal Strategic Reserve aiming to lower gas prices. Jonathan Elkind with the Center for Global Energy Policy at Columbia University says that move has already resulted in a 9% drop in oil prices per barrel in the last month.
That's not trivial. And so that should work its way through to pump prices. And already the American consumer will be in a better position than he or she otherwise would have been.
But Elkind notes releasing more oil from the reserves is just a temporary fix.
I look and see what happens in the next couple of months when I think that they will return to production increases.
President Biden has said he is willing to take more oil out of the reserves if needed. I'm Julia Paskin.
Now, if you're flying instead of driving this holiday weekend, you already know that LAX is much busier this year than last. But Heath Montgomery at LAX says the airport can handle the surge in travelers.
Staffing is fine here so far. So both the TSA, the airlines, and the airport, you know, everybody is aware of these peaks that we see with the holiday travel cycles, and everybody staffs up as the best that they can. Now, of course, there are still labor shortages. So things like our concessions, they may have reduced hours because it is simply too hard to hire people right now. There is definitely a noticeable shortage in the number of staff for some of those places like the coffee shop. But we're doing the best we can to make sure that everybody gets their lot before they travel.
Heath Montgomery at LAX, he says it doesn't look like there are any significant weather-related delays or cancellations in the holiday weekend forecast, but he says check to make sure your flight's on time before you head to LAX. If you're not traveling, you will have an uninvited guest for Thanksgiving dinner. The Santa Ana winds, they're starting to blow. We've got a high wind warning through tomorrow afternoon, a red flag warning now through Friday, and meteorologist David Bruno with the National Weather Service says, you know what that means.
Any spark can ignite a fire with the brush this dry and with the strong winds. I mean, we expect relative humidities on Thursday to drop to between 2 and 8%. I mean, that's really, really dry. If a fire does start, heaven forbid, then that would cause big problems because it could spread really quickly.
By the way, the red flag warning runs from Ventura all the way to the Mexican border. And finally, KPECC's Phoenix So's been checking in with homeless Angelenos across the city to find out how they're spending Thanksgiving. She met a woman who volunteers and lives at Skid Row's Union Rescue Mission.
Jody Cobb has lived at the Skid Row Mission for 3 years, but this is the first time she's celebrating Thanksgiving there. She wanted to help out with the festivities.
But for this year, they're not requiring any of us to volunteer. So I'm so excited to have my first Thanksgiving here at the URM, being healed and being really thankful with the family that I have in my life here at the URM.
Jody's vegan, so she doesn't get to dig into the entire Thanksgiving meal, but says it's her blessing and enjoyment to watch others do so.
If that's what I get out of it, that's okay. I'm so thankful.
I'm Phoenix So.
Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.